Hello, and welcome to Quiz Coconut's Quickfire Quiz Pod with me, James Cutler. In 2014, I launched Quiz Coconut, and we've since hosted over 2,000 pub quiz nights. Each episode, I pick 10 of our best questions so you can improve your general knowledge, boost your brain power, and learn some useful and useless facts. Answers will be revealed at the end of the episode, and there's one rule. Don't use Google.
Use your coconut!
Welcome back to another Quiz Pod episode. You know the drill. 15 points available over 10 questions. There's no waffle. Let's go straight in with question one. True or false? Since records began, there's never been snow on the ground in all 50 American states at the same time. Number two. Which popular website was almost called Friendstalker or Throbber? Those were two of the options they could have gone for, but they went with a different name. Which side are we talking about? Question three is a three-point question about languages. I'm going to say good morning in three different languages. Tell me the languages for a point each. Bom dia. Dzień dobry. Kalimera.
Coconut.
Bom dia. Dzień dobry. Kalimera. Name the languages for a point each. Number four, which Disney film's main song includes this lyric? Rising in the East, both a little scared, neither one prepared. Number five, I'm going to give you three different songs. Tell me which year all three of these were in the charts. Keen, Somewhere Only We Know. Christina Milian with Dip It Low, and Arcade Fire with Wake Up. Okay, Somewhere Only We Know, Dip It Low, and Wake Up. Number six. What name is given to the soft tissue that contains blood vessels in the centre of a tooth? Number seven, which actor or actress starred in these three films? V for Vendetta, Star Wars 2 Attack of the Clones, and Cold Mountain. V for Vendetta, Star Wars 2, and Cold Mountain. Number eight, which British monarch had nine children while reigning? And that's while the monarch was reigning, not while it was raining outside. Number nine, culinary question here. What shape are vegetables in julienne style? Number 10, it's always a trickier question, and this week is no exception. There are eight answers that I'm looking for here. In the year 2000, a Swiss foundation launched a campaign to determine the new seven wonders of the world, given that the original list was compiled in the second century BC. And everyone was able to vote, and there were millions of people who voted, and I'd like you to guess the seven that won. With a bonus point for the eighth wonder that was included because it's the only one from the original list still standing. When you're thinking of these, remember we are looking for human-made structures, not natural things like waterfalls. Now, I will tell you the continents if you would like, so if you want to try without knowing the continents, pause the pod now. We have three wonders on the Asian continent. We've got one in Europe, one in Africa, one in North America and two in South America. You may need more time with that, so pause the pod if you do. Or leave it playing for today's bad joke.
This is today's bad joke.
How do you ground a Gen Z kid? By forcing them to go outside and socialise.
That was today's bad joke.
Here come the answers. Let's see what you got right and wrong. Number one. True or false, there's never been snow on the ground in all 50 states at the same time. That is false. It actually happens quite regularly. There's quite a lot of snow in Miami, Hawaii, on the top of Mauna Kea, the mountain there. So there's often snow. And in fact, in 2010, there was snow on the ground at the same time in all 50 states. Number two, which site was almost called Friendstalker and Throbber? It's Twitter, which is now called something even worse, X. Number three, your foreign greetings there. Bom dia, Portuguese. Dzień dobry is Polish. And Kalimera is Greek. 3 points. Number four, that Disney lyric is from Beauty and the Beast. Number five, the year with those three songs was 2004. Number six, the name of the part of the tooth is pulp. Number seven, the actress in those three films, Natalie Portman. Number eight, Queen Victoria had nine children while she was reigning. Number eight, julienne-style vegetables are matchsticks. And number 10, your wonders of the world. So, I'll give you half a point for each one that you get right here. So the first one is the pyramids in Egypt. So the Great Pyramid, that was an honorary extra because it is the only one of the original seven that is still standing. The other seven are, on the Asian continent, you've got the Great Wall of China, the Taj Mahal, and Petra in Jordan. In Europe, you've got the Colosseum in Rome. In North America, you've got Chichen Itza in Mexico. And in South America, you've got Machu Picchu and you've got Christ the Redeemer statue in Rio de Janeiro. And there was a bit of controversy about the last one because it was a public vote and you could choose from 20 finalists, including things like Stonehenge, Hagia Sophia, Angkor Wat, the Easter Island statues, and loads of others. And in Brazil, they texted everyone to say, press this button and vote for Christ. It's free. And about 10 million people replied doing that. And hence, they got into the top seven. So half a point for any of those that you get right there, folks. That was a bit tricky, but it's a good question. So let us know how you did. We'd always love to hear from you, but I will say bye for now. We'll see you next week on the Quiz Pod. Bye! If you enjoyed today's quiz, why not book us for your next event? We host corporate events in the UK and Canada and virtual events all over the world. And don't forget to subscribe to the Quiz Pod so you never miss an episode. We'll see you next week. Quiz Coconut. Nuts about trivia.